But the fact of the matter is, if you have made the decision properly, the only thing that should now come to you in the way of new information is something that you had originally recognized as an unknown anyway, and you were prepared to deal with. So when unknowns become knowns, so that now you could make a decision based upon more known factors and less unknown factors, it still is not a reason to change the decision unless it has so substantially altered the odds on the risk or so substantially altered the nature of the reward as to make it worthwhile to go back and reopen it. You may have refrained from doing something in the past, for instance, because the risk was too great. But new information, which in this case would actually be a rearrangement of reality by those forces outside your control, has brought about a situation where that risk is severely reduced now. It isn't that you have found out something that already existed, but that reality itself has changed. Now, if that has been the case, if reality has changed, then you may now want to change your course of action because it has substantially altered the factors at work. Or perhaps the reward was not worth the risk, but now the change in reality has made the reward well worth the risk. The reward is so much greater. Now, on the other hand, the fact that other people do not approve of the decision or that other people react hostily or angrily to the decision you made is, of course, no reason at any time to reopen the decision, because you should have taken into consideration as one of the unknowns the fact that you do not know how other people are going to react to your decision completely. You have a good idea how some people will react to it because you know their natures fairly well. But you also recognize that there may be certain individuals who are affected by this who may react in a way that you do not have not predicted in advance. So, of course, when they do react strangely or hostily, it should not throw you off balance. You should be able to say to yourself, well, I recognize this possibility and I'm prepared to deal with it. You also want to apply the silver rule here, I think, very significantly, that when one unknown factor is how other people will react to it, you don't even have to take that into consideration other than realizing your own protection that may be at stake. If somebody else may react to the point that they'll pull out a gun and shoot you, then obviously this vulnerability must be recognized and you must deal with it in advance. But if it is just simply the fact that you're not sure whether some people would react angrily to something you consider to be a right act and so forth, you don't need to take that into consideration. If it turns out that they do react angrily, what has happened? It's simply an example of the silver rule in action. You are acting in the way that you would want people to associate with you. So if these individuals in front of you right now have reacted in a different way to this, then it simply means that these are not the individuals you want to associate with. You are going through the marketing process of dealing with people and finding out whether or not these are the kinds of people you want to deal with. On the other hand, if somebody reacts rightly to it, meaning that they react happily or cooperatively or whatever it may be, or at least tolerantly to what you're doing, then you're recognizing that this is a kind of person that you might want to deal with. But the fact that somebody else doesn't like what you're doing is an indication of only one thing, that somebody else is not the kind of person you want to deal with in life. It is not an indication in any way that you should change your course of action to suit him. Even if new information alters a previous decision, be humble enough to recognize your own weaknesses, meaning recognize your own limitations. You are not all-knowing. You are not all-powerful or all-scientific. You do make mistakes, and that is part of the recognition of the limitations that you have. And so you don't want to jump at changes simply because you have recognized suddenly a more profitable alternative to you. The bigger the consequences involved, the more time you should let the decision sit unacted upon, because one of the unknowns that exists is the possibility that you are making a mistake in logic or a mistake in observing the phenomena around you. And so this little bit of time that you allow yourself will at least give you the possibility of seeing something that you did not see when you originally made the decision. It all depends, of course, on how great the consequences are as to how much time you think you should allow between the period of making the decision and the period of acting upon it. It is simply respect for the long-term consequences, the vulnerability that causes you to sit a bit before leaping. You are, in effect, treating your own logic as something of an unknown for a day or so. After a gestation period, you're willing to accept it as a known. If opportunity seems to be beckoning and the whole proposition is put to you on the basis that it's now or never, fellow, you either decide right now or forget about it, then you're going to have to treat the matter as an unknown, meaning that I recognize that there are unknowns here, There are some facts I would like to check out about this prophecy.